Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And we're back, and we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to start with your dreams. When you have a dream, what does it potentially mean? How can you interpret that dream? And that's just a piece of what she does. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, does chakra balancing and timeline healing. And something I really want to talk about in a little while with her, soul retrieval and past life, even life purpose. Andrea Dragonfly is with us from Dragonfly Passages. Hey, Andrea, how are you doing today?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I really want to fire off a lot of questions, get a lot of details from you, because I do believe this is our last podcast together, right?
It is. It's been such a pleasure. Yes, same. It is our last one.
Learned a lot. And even something came up yesterday that I want to share with you. So we'll get with that in a second. But dreams. Now, that's something that you interpret. You help people analyze those dreams. But when you have a dream, and hopefully you remember as much as you can, people go online and, you know, whatever it might be, I had a dream about a dolphin and, you know, whatever happened. How accurate is that when you do that dream analysis and you do it online? Is it fairly accurate? Is it not so much because all the details aren't there about your life? How do you feel about that?
So, Steve, what I'll say is that when we're dreaming, of course, a lot of this information through our dreams comes up through our subconscious. And looking at, you know, hey, I dreamt of a dolphin, you know, you can go online and you can say, what is the symbolism of a dolphin? And the dolphin symbolism will definitely be, you know, partly of what maybe your dream is about. But there's always more information because we are such unique individuals. And so when we work with dream analysis, and so it's not necessarily that I actually interpret the dream, but what I do as energy practitioner is I help each person who's asking about it interpret their dream, because what exists for them in their own subconscious is going to be different than my subconscious, right? So if we were to go get a book, you know, off of like dream interpretation, or we go online for dream interpretation, we're going to get a general sense of what the, you know, the subject of the dream is, whether it's the dolphin. You know, multiple things are happening in that dream. So maybe, you know, there's a storm, or maybe the dolphin is, it's a beautiful day, or maybe you're on a boat, maybe you're swimming, maybe you're on some sort of floating device, a raft of some sort. So all of those are actually playing a part as to what is happening in your subconscious. They're all a deeper message for you. And so when I work with a client, I actually bring them into an altered state of reality where they actually connect in to these different symbolic parts of the dream. And they have to open themselves and allow that part of the dream to come through. Because when we're in ordinary state of reality, Steve, we can interpret it and say, oh, it means this, or it means that, or, oh, I think it means this. However, there's a deeper communication that wants to come through. So if we allow the dream to move itself through us, and there's a whole technique in doing this, and it's pretty powerful, the dolphin can communicate something to you, the individual, that I would never be able to get because it's between the dream and the dreamer. So I'm there holding this space. I'm opening this place, a world within worlds between, you know, time and space, for the dreamer to actually deeply connect into what is the symbolism of this aspect of my dream. And so usually there's like five parts to the dream. So there's, you know, maybe we only remember one, but there might be the environment, the landscape, and all of that will communicate something as well. Is the water stormy and the way, you know, a lot of waves, or is it calm? And so we can really communicate with these different aspects of the dream to find out what is the deeper meaning of this, because it's going to be something outside of what we think it is in our conscious mindset, because it's coming from the subconscious.
Would you say, to really do it right, that to interpret a dream, you need to have all the details? Like, by that I mean, you could just look up dream of a dolphin, and it was in a pod of others, and it jumped out of the water. Maybe it talked to you, hypothetical here. But to really know what it means, you need to know that person's history. So where I'm getting at that is that you need somebody to truly interpret the dream. You can't really just go online and just, you can get maybe a basic feeling for it, but you're really not going to get the full meaning of the dream unless somebody interprets it, somebody that knows what they're doing.
Exactly. And so I was sharing this earlier, where we can get a basic understanding of the symbolism of that. Right? So the basic understanding of the dolphin. So I like to think about it as in like 70%, 30%. And it's like 70% of the symbolism is going to apply to the dreamer. Now the 30% is the individual message for that dreamer, because everybody is so unique and we are just a product of our life experiences, our karma, of course, when I say experiences, this includes our joys, our pains, our heart wounds, all of those things. And so for each individual, it has to really speak deeper to them. Mm. And this is where the magic really comes in, because really what's happening when we're dreaming is our astral body actually leaves our physical and ether body behind, which is our physical body, so we sleep in. And it goes out into the spirit world. It goes out into the astral world, where it's collecting the information that may be appropriate for us to know at this time in our life. So the dreams, and sometimes we might have a really weird dream. I remember dreaming about a tape dispenser, and I was trying to get some tape, right? And it was at the very end of the tape when you just had that little tiny little piece, and then it's nothingness, it has like a little piece of paper on it.
Yep.
And so even though that's something so mundane, for me, when I was interpreting that dream on a deeper level, it was that no matter what, I have the ability to do what it was that I was needing to do. Even though that little tiny piece of tape wasn't enough, it still was enough. I still have enough within myself to complete the task at hand. And so it's like, wow, that was really interesting. Why did I dream about the tape dispenser with that little piece of paper at the end, like the tape running out? And so it was a very powerful recognition that, hey, what was happening in my life is I was doing a lot of things, and I was like, how am I going to make all these things happen? And it's like, yeah, you have everything. You have all the tools, whatnot. And so the dreams can be very specific to that, what happened in that day, or it can also be much, deeper as to parts of ourselves that are wanting to heal and grow and move through some past traumas, or, aspects of, what has happened with ourselves to, and they're giving us insights on how we can move ourselves forward or heal from these, previous wounds.
Can dreams be... And we're going to move off dreams in a second here, but I'm just curious. Can dreams be extremely powerful in helping somebody heal? Or are the dreams sending you messages to help you heal from past traumas? And in your subconscious, you got to move on, but we can't easily do that.
Yes. Let me just make sure I understand the question right.
Sure.
Because it started.
Yeah.
Ask me that question one more time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. Can dreams be extremely helpful in helping you move past a trauma, which is potentially stuck in your subconscious? And by that, I mean, we all know we need to heal from something. We don't recognize it in our conscious state, but it is back there in, I guess, your dream state. When you're dreaming, probably, I'm guessing, your subconscious comes to the forward.
Right. It's definitely bringing or representing a part. It can. Let's just say it can, because it's not every dream is going to do that. And sometimes we get bad dreams, right? Sometimes we get these nightmares of some sort of very intense, situation that's happening. And sometimes these, sometimes people can even experience a dream that felt so real that it didn't feel like a dream at all. where they were actually really in there working on a whole nother level, like a different dimension, you know, a dream dimension. And I've done this work before. Now, one of the things I do is I extract denser energies, like entity energies that are kind of very destructive, and they can be destructive. And so for the longest time, I started dreaming about working with these dark forces and having to be up against them. And it was really me developing stronger and stronger practices and how to work with these denser energies. And I would wake up from that dream and be like, oh my God, was that really a dream? Or did that really just happen? You know what I mean? And so we can also move into these different states of, you know, where we are working those parts of ourselves out within those dream states. So when we feel very, you know, activated by that, that very much, you know, could be happening. And it's really about our experiences. Oftentimes we can't always remember what happened, but it can bring us, you know, some people have a reoccurring dream. And so that dream is really trying to get that information out, saying, okay, this is a pattern. This is something that's happening. And at some point, there's going to be a conscious awareness or like an awakening to, oh, wait a minute, maybe this has to come at it from a different approach. And when we can heal or work with that part within ourselves, that dream will go away because we've overcome that obstacle that we've been working with. And sometimes these dreams can come up from childhood. I remember having a dream that felt like I had it ever since I was, like, you know, in my teens or something. And then when I started to really recognize that and look at it and work with it, I haven't had that dream in over, you know, a decade plus, you know. Wow. But it was a reoccurring dream. So it's definitely parts of ourselves that are showing up that we are in some way, you know, saying, hey, look, there's something going on in your subconscious. This is going on in your energy field. That's really what's happening.
And you were sure that that dream was coming from your childhood?
Well, I remember the very first time having that dream. I was in my kind of like my early teen years. Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
And then, you know, and then it was like I might have only had that dream like 4 or 5 times for 25 years, you know, from that point or whatnot, but yeah, I mean, 4 times to have that same dream is, and you have that feeling like, oh yeah, this is a really familiar dream, you know, how long have I been dreaming this?
Yeah, your subconscious was, I think, trying to tell you something. I don't think there's any doubt there. All right, I want to move on to something, and this actually happened yesterday, and I don't know too much about past lives, and I know we've talked about it before, and that's in your wheelhouse. I had a Reiki session, went with a friend, and the practitioner told me that I was connected to this friend in a previous life, and I don't even know where to approach this from. Like, it's like I've never been told that before. Is that even possible? And this person, you know, the Reiki practitioner is legit. She's been doing it for a while. I think she knows her stuff. Is it even possible that you could be connected with somebody from a past life like that?
Absolutely, Steve. I love this question. It's a beautiful question. And so my immediate answer is we travel in soul groups. And so when we move from one life into another, we will have different kind of like predominant people that show up for us. And sometimes we don't meet them until later on in our life. And you're like, hey, you feel familiar to me in some way, even though we've never met with each other before.
Sure.
And even with our family members, you know, sometimes your child could have been your mother in a past lifetime because we travel in these soul groups. We also talk about having soulmates, you know, and there could be more than one soulmate. There could be your one person that is your true love, and some people call that the twin flame. Some people call that the soulmate. You know, it just depends on, you know, how you see or view things. And so, yes, we will meet people throughout our life, and sometimes we meet people that we have to work things out with, because we had a conflict with them in the past life, and they show up again in this life, and the conflict still exists, and we have to work it out. But now we have a different body. Maybe, you know, maybe we change genders even, because usually within different soul, different lifetimes, we can go back and forth between masculine and feminine. So this life, I'm a woman. Last life, I was probably a man. I'll probably be a man in the next life, kind of a thing, usually, because it balances out our energy. So the feminine energy is more astral. We're more the dreamers. We're the creators. And it doesn't necessarily mean that this is true across the board and this is how it is. Of course, this is just a general way, right, of seeing this type of information, is that the women are the creative forces, very much into, you know, the dreaming and let's create something new with this. And the masculine is also very rational, very logical, always trying to pull that woman back down to earth, right? Like, wait a minute, your vision is too big. Let's be real. Let's be rational. You know, like all these things. And so, so we have our experience of that throughout these different lifetimes. And when we meet these people that come into us, come into our field, come into our lives, it's really a wonderful opportunity to say, okay, either they're there to support us and help us grow and be there to encourage us along the way, or maybe there's somebody there that we have to kind of finish out something that was started and needs to be completed or healed, and so we'll meet them along the way. So, yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to do our bigger soul work.
So what you're saying, what I'm getting from all of this is that we meet people for a reason, because we could potentially have been connected with them. Now, I think we also meet people, and it's a cliche, for a season or a reason. Maybe they're in your life to help you heal. You help them heal, work together. Don't even know you're doing it. But what you're saying is you could have met somebody because you knew each other in a past life, and that's how you came together. And by the way, the Reiki practitioner who said that I was connected to this person in a previous life, wait for it, said that we had 6 kids together. And I was like, really? I don't doubt it. Anything's possible, but that's what she was feeling. But I've never done a past life regression. So maybe it's time to try that.
So, and also, that's also tapping into the Akashic record too. So we all have our own volume within the cosmic memory.
Yep.
And so your spirit has been traveling into these different lifetimes, learning about the growth and expansion of your spirit, of understanding humanity, learning about your ego, and learning how to really manage your ego in a higher state of love, compassion, forgiveness, because that is the higher spiritual energy, it's the selfless energy, not the selfish energy, right? Mm-hmm. So we're here to really expand ourselves, and we are growing humanity forward in this way. We can look at history over time. We could get really, really selfish, which we're still in a pretty selfish part of humanity right now, but this whole spiritual awakening that's kind of coming back around is saying, you know what, life can be different. We can have a bigger, more brighter future of taking care of each other, of listening, of allowing everybody to be fully self-expressed, and allowing them to have that beauty of life that they feel they need for themselves, and sharing that with the world. And so that's also a big part of the general mission for my work and my service, is to really allow each person to see themselves in all of the, and everything that they are within their past lives, their patterns, their heart wounds, and be able to consciously overcome these, find a deeper sense to life than just to get up and go work, busy. Because, you know, we're very influenced by our external world of, you know, what does our society tell us we're supposed to be doing? But really, we got to bring that back inside of us, because the truth really lives within us, Steve. The truth is not out in the external world. Of course, we have some laws and rules, and there's some universal laws, for sure, but we kind of find that within ourselves, and that's where we learn how to create relationships with ourselves, with energies around us, the conscious energies that are here to help us, and we can have much deeper and more meaningful relationships with ourselves, our families, our extended families, our communities, society, and we bring that energy out into the world. So this is the big world shift that we're actually moving into. But it's about really truly knowing ourselves, knowing how to overcome these patterns and obstacles that come in the way. And yes, you know what, if you had a relationship with this person and had children with them in that life, then they're coming back into your life. It could just be like, hey, a beautiful love, even though you may not have ever, you know, had any other relationship with this person before. And it could just be like, hey, there's this familiar, beautiful love I have for this person. And that's all it needs to be. Or maybe it's like, hey, we had 6 children this last lifetime and we had some issues and we might have to figure out how to get over some issue with each other in this life, which is also part of it too. And these people will come in any part of our life, you know, and, you know, whether we are, you know, it doesn't matter our age. Sometimes these people just come in to remind us that there's still something that we need to work through, or they just come to remind us that, hey, we're not alone. We have this beautiful soul group of people that are out there that we can meet randomly from different countries even. You know, when you go and you meet somebody and you're just like, wow, this person, I just feel so connected to this person and I just met them. And they're just kind of part of your soul family, you know?
Wow.
So it's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's deep, which is why we need you, because it's hard to navigate all this stuff. And in the last couple of minutes that we have, what do you want people to know? What do you want people to know about what you do, number one, and number two, just the what's available out there, the tools that we have to help us even navigate energy and life in general?
Yes. Well, I just want everybody to know that through all of our life challenges, you know, we have everything that we need to overcome them within us and to find the right guide to work with, and that we don't have to self-medicate with, you know, with our pharmaceuticals and things like that, that when we actually do that, we numb ourselves to what really is trying to be said within. Sure. And it's about going in and working with ourselves to heal those things, right, to heal those wounds. And the other piece to that is that we're never alone. I was just working with a client who's going through a divorce, and she feels like, I'm so alone. All my friends are not available. I felt like they'd show up more for me. Is that when we build relationships with ourselves and we build relationships with the energies around us, connecting us in, we recognize that we are everything. We are cosmic masterpieces, and that we are not separate from anything, that we are everything within ourselves. And there's this great quote by Rumi, and it says that we are not a drop in the ocean. We are the whole ocean in a drop. And it just means that we have everything within us. Mm. And we just sometimes need somebody to help us unlock those doors, to help find our deeper truth within, healing those wounds and making our lives extraordinary. Really being able to have a whole new relationship to life. And so that's one of the biggest things that I'd like to share, is that this is our birthright. We live in a culture that just constantly inundates us to be disempowered. And these are the types of services that empower us and free us from the oppression that we're constantly under, of not ever being enough, not ever having enough. Right? Not being able to, you know, be brave or courageous enough to speak our truth to the people we love the most and say, hey, this is how I'm really feeling. And by doing that, that completely expands that relationship in such beautiful ways, but we have to overcome those fears and those blocks to get there. So
what you said is so powerful, Andrea, in that I feel you're so on point that we don't rely enough on ourselves, and we rely on others and relationships and such, where that's where we fall short. And once we figured it out that you're never alone, because you have somebody, yourself, and being able to trust yourself and have faith in yourself and just feel comfortable in your own skin, things change pretty rapidly, but not always easy to get there. So I think that was super powerful to say, and to let people know, because I think we forget about that. You know, we're so busy taking care of other people and making sure everybody else is happy that we miss out on the opportunity to look within. But then again, sometimes you can't do that alone, and that's where you come in. So somebody wants to work with you. I'm going to ask the loaded question here. Are you ready?
Yep.
Did you get your website up yet?
We have a couple of technical difficulties. It should be online in the next 48 hours.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
And I just wanted to, I was so hoping that we could make it happen last week. I was so hoping we'd make it happen at the end of November, but there's just been some technical difficulties, glitches, working with design team has been a little challenging, but it's so close. Please check in 48 hours. That would be www.andreadragonfly.com or www.dragonflypassages.com. I can also be connected to through email at andrea@dragonflypassages.com. Everything will be up online very, very, very soon. And then also I'll be doing a bunch of video blogs to follow up, really talking about more deep information, because a website, not everybody wants to read everything on a website. I think people just want more like 5 or 10 minute little video blogs to get some of this information in. So those will be available in the beginning of the year, so 2023.
Well, good going on that. And it sounds like it's coming very soon, and thankfully before the Mercury retrograde at the end of the month. So,
Oh my God, I love that, Steve. You're absolutely right.
You wouldn't want to launch then. Just, you might run into more challenges. But email address, if somebody wants to reach you, one more time, Andrea?
Andrea@dragonflypassages.com.
Beautiful. It has been a sheer pleasure talking with you during these podcasts, learning so much about energy, healing, and everything else that comes along with those modalities. And I'm sure we're going to connect again at some time. So I appreciate you, and I thank you so much.
So much. It's been such a pleasure. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Steve. It's been wonderful.
Same here. Happy holidays, by the way.
Yes, and happy holidays to you.
I think that's the first time I've said that yet this season.
Oh,
kind of felt good. All right, Andrea, we'll talk soon. Take care.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.